Michael McMahon is the superintendent of the Fort Vermilion School Division. He joins us on the line today. Michael, thank you very much for joining us. So the 2025 school year, it's right around the corner, if not here already. Holy moly, does time fly. Comments on the fact, please, that another school year is starting.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that we're here already. It seems like summer's getting shorter, but maybe that's just us getting older. I'm not sure, but we're pretty excited about the school year coming open. It's always a good time of year, and seeing kids, you know, come into classrooms and fill lockers and, you know, get ready for another year of excitement in terms of learning and moving forward.
What are some of the new projects that the Fort Vermilion School Division is undertaking for the 2025 school year, if there are any?
Well, we actually have the three collegiate schools. We've already had one grand opening. We'll have another one here in the fall. So the three collegiate schools will open for the first time and open to all students, especially in grade 10, 11, and 12, which is really about finding their career path and completing university and college courses with us before they leave high school. We're doing everything from vertical farming to building houses to getting your teaching degree or getting a nursing degree. We have full labs around nursing and or business administration. We have a number of micro businesses. So we're really trying to focus in on a kid's options that will allow them to pick a career path that they're excited about, that they learn in, but also gives them the flexibility, even if they're just acquiring skills, can move on to a different trade or a different job title or a different career altogether, but expose them to a number of different careers so that they can figure that out before or after graduation, I guess, when it gets pretty expensive.
I guess the next part of expanding on that thought here, Michael, is kind of in two parts, I'm guessing. The first part is, how key is it for teachers, administration, staff to get that collaboration and get that communication going with the students, especially in grades 10, 11, and 12, to say, hey, before you know it, you're graduating and then you're out in the real world?
Yeah, I think it's vital. And so we'll start our career path education piece right down to grade one. I think what we've seen over society, and John Hattie has mentioned it well with the anxious generation, is that we've allowed the world to be distracted through cell phones and social media, and we actually need kids to refocus around what's important and what's going to actually drive it forward. And so we're really focusing on that piece too as well, building independency rather than dependency, and sort of, I'm doing a few of the safety nets so that we can let go to watch them grow. And I think that's going to be important. That, of course, goes with the legislation around the cell phones. In all of our buildings this year will be cell phone free for adults and for kids, including myself. When I walk into a building, my cell phone will stay in the car, so that we can really focus on the task at hand rather than being distracted by some of that. And so I think that collaboration will come more freely when we're not distracted. And I always argue that I have the best teachers in the province, and so they will do that well.
And that undistractiveness, if there is such a term here, needs to start early, does it not? Not just focusing on grade 10, 11, and 12 and beyond?
Yeah, it needs to start early. And I really think, like, in our system is designed to teach a certain way of learning this, that, and the other thing. And we need to be able to have a system that is flexible and really not take the way of the potential of a kid's learning and those sort of things, both in literacy and math and careers. And so the sooner we can start that down into grade one all the way to grade 12, and we're probably about the only ones in the province that are really focused on that, that's going to be a game changer for us. And I think parents are asking us to do that in the north here.
Now, you were talking about the programs that are in place for grade 10, 11, and 12 and beyond, and focusing on careers and potentially focusing on, to reiterate it, potential careers, I guess. The second part, I guess, of that point, I guess, would be potential involvement in the community, would it not? And how key is it for the students, and for that matter, the staff and the stakeholders, to obtain some of those skills by getting involved in the community?
Yeah, and that's been a huge success for us. Like, we have over 300 community partners that want to be a part of this. They're doing everything from actually at the college level being the teachers. So when they actually go into a mechanics, they're actually learning directly from a mechanic. Or if they're doing healthcare, for example, they're learning directly from a nurse. So we're asking the community to not only continue in their trade or continue in their professional practice, but also come alongside us and teach our kids as they move along that, which builds a total different sense of community when there's so much potential in the north. We have, you know, multiplex facilities, both scheduled for high level in Lacrete, and kids starting to see that vision of how I can be a part of it and how I can be part of the community and give back, that the world is a little bit bigger than yourself. The community has been fabulous with that. And I think the potential in the north is limitless.
Michael, how much are you looking forward to the 2025 school year, both yourself, the division, and everybody associated with it?
Yeah, we're super excited. Of course, we have a total different alternate calendar, and we have diploma exams that will be written in December, and so we've got lots of things on the go, and I think it's going to be better for kids, and I think it's always exciting to get started. It's like a renewal every year, and how can we make every child grow?
Michael McMahon is the superintendent of the Fort Vermilion School Division. Michael, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Anytime.